The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. We are in the midst of a muzzleloader contest, giving away a fine CVA muzzleloader. And the folks at CVA have been gracious every single year for about the last 15 years to accommodate our contest. So this year, we actually had a muzzleloader donated back from last year that the person said it would be great if we created a second youth contest for the month of November, and we'll be giving that away the first Saturday of December. Both the adult and the youth drawing will take place that day, so there'll be two given away for the month of November. And find CVA Optima V2 with a scope, a stainless barrel, and black stock. And that's a really nice one for the adult drawing. And then the youth is the Wolf model, open sights, fiber optic front sight. So that'll be fun to give those both away, and I can't wait to do that. And all you got to do is give us a ring here at the station, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And we'll be glad to put your name in there. Just leave your name and number with our producer, Aaron, the guy that answers the phone, and go on the air with me. Robin ain't here. She's feeling a little under the weather. She's kept the grandkids all week and dealt with me having a little viral-turned-bacterial congestion and bronchitis. And then the kids have been sneezing and coughing and, you know, had fevers, low-grade fevers all week. And now that's what Robin's dealing with at the moment. So it happens. It happened a few times with the, you know, everybody getting sick in the family at the same time. So she's taking a day off here today and getting some rest. So our best for her today. Here we are, 410-922-6680. It's youth firearm season across the state. Those of you who are bow hunting, adults who are not taking kids out today, are not mentoring a kid, adults, you got to be 21 years old to take a youngster out. You got to have a hunting license. A child has to have a hunting license as well. If you're bow hunting this weekend, you must wear your orange, just like you do during firearm season, an orange hat or vest or both, or the blaze pink if you prefer that. So, just so everybody's safe in the woods, and that's what we want. So, anyway, I skipped something last week, and I want to last hour. I want to tell you now about Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in particular. You know, many of you have in your home a fireplace. You thought that would be a great idea when you bought your home, moved into your home, that a fireplace would be pretty cool. And now, you know, if you're a little older like I am, and you don't want to use the fireplace, it's just sitting there. Why not consider having a gas fireplace insert installed? And we recommend Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island. I'm competing with the dogs barking and growling, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry about that. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Now, Robin and I had one of those holes in the wall, and we fixed that when we selected an Enviro, that's the brand, EX35 model, gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, as I mentioned, and Regency brands, and it's time to go check it out. It's getting cold. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon, and the weather, cold weather's coming. I mean, it's here this week, no question about it. So visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. The phone number, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. So you'll be hearing about Backyard Billy's again a couple times. So we just skipped that one last hour. So we want to make sure we do our make good. What do you think there, Aaron? Are we having a good day today? I think we need it. Well, I think they're out hunting. I think they're out with the youngsters, which is good. You know, with the daylight savings time, you know, half hour before sunrise, that twilight before sunrise is awful early these days. So, you know, people are getting out in the woods. So, you know, the youngsters, they had to be getting in the woods about 5 o'clock, get to their stands and that type of thing just when the show's coming on. So we know that a lot of folks out there with the youth hunters today. And with the deer rut in full swing, the bow hunters will be climbing in there early, too, so in anticipation of a big buck coming by. I'm dealing with two dogs here that are fighting over a treat, and I gave them each one, but the little dog, little Shih Tzu, she decides that both of them belong to her. And then the bigger dog, yes, you, decides that she just wants to bark rather than take her treat back. The bigger dog's intimidated by the little dog. Yes, indeed. JoJo, quit barking. I'm on the radio. You are not. Well, you are now. Anyway, our phone number, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to get in the muzzleloader contest, we'll be glad to hear from you. Let's talk to Chuck in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
All right. How are you this morning?
Doing good, except for the dogs trying to steal the show.
That's all right. You know, I got them grandkids coming over this morning, and just like with Robin, well, your grandchildren, that has went through the entire family over there, so I haven't seen them for a while, so I'm excited about seeing them, you know, this morning. So
that's
a good thing. Hey, look, did you get out to vote?
I did.
Was it real busy?
Yes, it was.
Oh, yeah. You know, I worked up here in Pasadena.
Right.
And we had folks out the door at 7 o'clock, and it was nonstop. I think we did over 1,200 voters.
Yeah.
So it was a tremendous turnout. It really was.
I think there were 1,600 at our polling place here in Easton.
They were nice to you? Everything pleasant?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no problem at all.
Did it take you long to get through?
Nope, it did not. Everything moved very quickly, very efficiently, cool. Which it always does here. So, you know, we've got some pretty good officials here.
Well, I'm convinced now, you know, I know this is not a political show, and I'm not going there. It's just that, you know, there's a lot of talk about shenanigans going on. Well, this is the second time I've worked. I don't see any shenanigans going on in Maryland. But anyway, we'll move on from that. Look, last week toward the end of the show, you mentioned something about the Park and Dine up there in Hancock, and I just want to let you know, that's been closed for a while.
Oh, has it been?
Yeah.
I knew Fred wanted to sell it, and I haven't been in there probably a year and a half, so,
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know it closed, but that's not a surprise. Yeah, I like the owner. Fred was a great guy, a good cook, and enjoyed eating there when I was up that way.
Yeah,
their roast turkey sandwich was phenomenal. You know, open faced turkey.
My parents lived in Grantsville, and that was our stopping place. You know,
stop,
and I had a lot of wonderful meals, and hung out with a lot of great people in that restaurant. So I miss it.
Yeah, we used to put the Hunting Quarterly. He used to advertise in the Hunting Quarterly and put it in there. And, they always they'd give away, like 10 bundles of quarterlies over the course of, the 3 months until I got there the next time. So, a lot of hunters stopped in there for sure.
Yep.
I can't remember the name of the other. Is it the Log Cabin or something up there? What's the other restaurant up that way?
In Hancock?
Yeah.
I don't know the name of it. I just know that the owner that one of the other restaurants did buy the park and dine.
Oh, I see.
I thought he was going to, you know, do something there, but that just hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll keep our eye on it.
Okay, real quick, a couple weeks ago, I had a squirrel show up here on the deck, and
uh-huh.
It was all tore up. And I looked at him, and I said, you are really, really lucky to be here, because he had was missing a lot of fur, and he had these scars on him.
Uh-huh.
You know, like he had got into it real bad with a hawk or a fox or something.
Probably a hawk.
So, you know, I'm watching him, and then I got on Dr. Google,
uh-huh.
And it was talking about mange and squirrels.
Yep, they have that too.
And then how it could affect the other squirrels in the nest.
Right.
Well, this one is healing up. And now I see another one, and he's got it. So I had never seen anything like that before.
Oh, wow.
I was wondering if you had.
Not mange and a squirrel. No, I have not.
Yeah, there's two of them here that's got it bad.
Interesting. Wow. Well, keep your eye on it. You know, there's not a lot you can do for it, but...
I also saw on Dr. Google that it might have been feeding them peanuts. Can have a
negative effect.
Have a reaction for having too much peanut. I don't know.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, but I don't know. It just didn't seem to make any sense to me.
Well, any mammal can get mange, so, you know.
Yeah, well, All right, have a good day.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Let's talk to Lee. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Hey, Alan. Good morning.
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, I hear you talking about the struggles of getting deer out of the woods and whatnot.
I
got a couple good ones for you. One, I had shot a large doe, and it went into our back into this gnarly thicket of barberry and thistle and all this nasty stuff, right?
Yeah.
I get my son, who's quite a wiry, big dude, and I said, Eddie, there's a deer. I got it. There's blood going into the thicket, and it's just brutal to get in there. And he squirrels his way in there, Alan. I'm looking down upon the thicket, and all of a sudden I see this body. And a deer thrown over his shoulders.
Oh, my gosh.
Just manhandling this thing through this barberry.
Man, how many stitches did he take? Wow.
He got a couple pistols in him and whatnot, but it looked like something out of one of these barbarian-type movies. You know, this big guy carrying this deer on his shoulders.
Oh, wow.
Out of the thicket, and that's one quick story. And the second is a friend, a neighbor. We'd all hunt together, and we had last fight. There was four deer, I think it was killed. And my neighbor Steve, he goes, I'll bring my tractor back to get the deer out of the woods. I said, that'd be great. So I hear his old farm. He had an old farm old tractor, and I look coming down the trail. It's a farm old tractor with it. He's got a rope and a Ted Williams little 12-foot fiberglass boat.
Yep.
On the back of the tractor, and we load all the deer into this boat. And then he doesn't climb up the hill with this old farm all and these deer. Loaded up in the boat. That's one of my favorite pictures of the.
That's great.
All these deer stacked up in a boat.
Exactly. They make these. They make these little boats that you specifically for hauling a deer out of the woods. You know, and I've got one of those, but it's sitting in storage right now. I got to bring it here to my shed so I can take it with me or throw it in the back of the truck because that does make it easier for sure. lot of guys in Sika deer country in the marsh use those to kind of float their deer out of the marsh, which is very, very advantageous.
Yeah.
I've used a cart on several occasions. One of them was my largest buck, which was an 8-point from Cecil County. That one field dressed 196, so he was also in that 240-pound range live weight. And shot the deer. Wow. He went down through the laurel, through the marsh, up a bank with a mountain laurel. And I walked by him several times. I smelled him. I knew he was in there, but I walked by him a couple times and finally found him. But loading that thing on a hillside, on a cart, through the marsh, through the woods, I don't know what I'd have done without it. I mean, it was difficult enough, but, boy, that cart made it a lot easier. So
I'll tell you, I remember some of my earlier days using my flexible flyer sled.
And you can use that too. That's for sure. That's for sure.
Improvise.
So. Yes, sir.
Improvise.
Yes, sir. Got it. But well, thanks for the story there, Lee. Appreciate that.
All right.
Take care, buddy.
You have a good one, Al.
You do the same. Thanks. All right. Hey, Dale and Glenn, hang on for a minute. I got to talk about a couple of our sponsors here. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Just off Beltway Exit 9 with waterfowl season, entering the picture. If you like a pump-action shotgun, it's the BPS Field model, the Browning pump shotgun, newly designed stock with a new look, a larger trigger guard, a matte blue finished barrel, and a forged machined steel receiver. Bottom ejection, which is always a feature that people like on the BPS because, it makes it easier not shooting shells out the side at your blind mate, that's for sure. A satin finish walnut stock, pump action with all the superior fit and finish, and the new checkering surfaces. Synthetic models are also available. That's the BPS Browning pump shotgun. The A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil operated auto loader on the planet with Mossy Oak Shadowgrass blade finish, fiber optic front sight, the humpback receiver, ergonomically balanced to fit you just right, recoil-operated kinematic drive. It's an auto loader shotgun with a 100,000 round or a 5-year guarantee. And finally, the Maxis. This shotgun was designed by Browning for waterfowl hunting perfection. Comes with Mossy Oak camo, 3 and 3.5 inch chambers. They have a new power drive gas system that reduces recoil. All available at your Browning, full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. They've been around since 1957. 410-242-6108. The website is clydesfishinggear.com. They are open 7 days a week. That phone number, 410-242-6108. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde's Sports Shop. Indeed. You know, we've been talking about the gas fireplace inserts at Backyard Billy's, Hearth America, but I will tell you, there's a whole ton of stuff there. Outside, you've got the hardwood and poly outdoor and patio furniture, tables and chairs with the Adirondack chairs being featured, about 300 of them. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island. In Backyard Billy's backyard, you'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds for all your stuff, with free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. And inside the showroom, they've got a great selection of barbecue grills, the pellet grill by Traeger with the Wi-Fi connection that you can control it from your phone, the grill smokers by Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe, and there's a tremendous assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings if you like to do the bonfires too. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. And you know what? Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region, and we've been telling you about that. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. That's 410-827-4500. Your backyard is going to look just great, and we'll be right back. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Is located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 here in Easton, where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama and others, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model, any size. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, from your garden tractor to your farm tractor to lawnmowers and wheelbarrows. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking that check engine light and diagnosing what's wrong and fixing it. That's the key right there. Along with their 24-hour truck service and more, has kept Spurry's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied, or Robin and me, I guess is the way you'd say that, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton. That phone number, 410-822-7384. I said no appointment needed for tires, or I said that. I think I said that. You can visit their website, spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
It's all set. They got the bug boy out.
The bug boy?
The little fella's been riding his heart out. They're going to break his maiden. Really? But it's a little slow out there. It rained last night. Oh, this baby loves the slop. Loves it. Eats it up. Eats the slop. Born the slop. His father was a mutter. His father was a mutter. His mother was a mutter. His mother was a mutter. What did I just say?
All right. Well, we got the callers lined up. Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Hey, Glenn, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Alan, how you all doing?
Doing good. How about you?
Okay, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Did you get a chance to get out and do any deer hunting yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet. All right. Yeah. Maybe you can get out for some ducks or geese, maybe, one of these days. What do you think?
Yeah, maybe.
Yep. So, everything good in Chestertown?
Yeah, just probably normal.
Okay, I see where there's a tractor pull next weekend somewhere. You going to go to that one?
Yeah.
Yep, gotcha. Gotcha.
I'm hoping to, anyway.
Good. They're fun. I know that. So.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You ready for Thanksgiving?
I guess. Yeah. As well as I'd be.
Yeah. Where are you headed for Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
You don't know.
One of the
relatives, huh?
Yeah. Had dinner at, no.
Gotcha.
At my mom's place, I guess.
Yeah. Well, that sounds good. That sounds good. So, all right, buddy. Well, I appreciate the call.
Is Robin here with you today?
No, she's not feeling well today. She got a little bug, so she's taking it easy.
No, she's hard on.
I will do that. So I will. Appreciate it, Glenn. Okay. Thanks, buddy.
Great.
See ya. Let's talk to Dale in Easton. Good morning, Dale. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm well.
Sorry to hear Robin's a little under the weather. Tell her.
Yeah.
Tell her get better. The grandbabies are waiting.
They are waiting. Yep.
They sure want grandmommy.
Yep.
They do. Alan, who's going to be doing the deer show? I thought a while back you mentioned that Brian got kicked upstairs.
Yep. Brian will be here, and so will the... Jonathan, the new bear guy, too.
Okay, because if Brian got a promotion, I didn't know if he's going to be able to do the show. He's very good.
Oh yeah,
extremely
yeah,
good, Alan.
Yeah, we communicate regularly with different questions. I had a question yesterday. Somebody said I can't keep my venison longer than a year. I got to get rid of my venison from last year from out of my freezer, and I'm like. I'm sure Natural Resources Police have more to do than come around and check your freezer whether you have year-old venison in it or not.
Yeah, I would think. I would hope.
Yeah, yeah. So.
I would hope.
Yep. So I get all kinds of interesting questions during the week. So, you know.
Yeah, he's very informative, though. He's very good. He presents the information quite succinctly. So
talked to a waterman buddy of mine from Hooper's Island the other day. Ran into him and. He was saying that the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission met this week. There are no changes to the commercial harvest coming up in Maryland. Had you heard that?
No, had not. For striped bass?
Striped bass, yes. Striped bass is the thing.
Yeah, I didn't know whether they would make some recommendations to cut it back.
Well, he said, it's unbelievable what we have to go through to report these fish, how we have to tag them and report them and everything else, and I think he said we're 90-some percent compliant. So
the commercial harvest, Alan, is much more monitored than the recreational because the recreational is so widespread. But the commercial, for the most part, is pretty well documented. So
yes, correct.
That's
yeah.
They keep a pretty good handle on it. So
no question. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I asked him about the menhaden. He said the lower bay is full of bait. He said from east to west, it's nothing but bait.
I had heard that during the year, talking to some charter boat captains, that there was a lot of bait out there this year.
Yeah, and I said, well, why aren't we seeing any breaking rockfish? He said the water isn't cold enough yet. So that makes sense. That makes sense to me. I mean, here's a guy that's on there every day. I guess he knows, a little bit what he's talking about. So.
He might have a handle on things. So.
Yes, you're right.
I guess it's premature, but any rumors as to who might... occupy the fourth floor there the ivory tower at Tarles.
No, it's way too early for that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah.
I haven't been invited to sit on the transition team this year for some reason.
So. I'm not so sure you would want to.
Maybe.
You'd probably, I know your hair is short, but you'd probably start trying to pull some of it out.
That I can reach, I probably would. So.
Coffee this week?
Yeah, I think we can do that.
I'll give you a shout.
Yep.
Well, I'll give you a shout.
So.
All right. I think Thursday my grandson's coming down to do a little bow hunting during the rut. So we'll see how that works out. So.
Okay. Well, I'll get up and down with you sometime.
Please do. Yes, sir.
All right. Best to Robin.
Thank you, buddy. Take care, Dale.
Bye.
See you. Bye-bye. Hey, let's talk to Lawrence in Rock Hall. Morning, Lawrence. How are you?
Good morning. Fine.
Good.
I concur with you about the con from Rock Hall to Salisbury. There's a lot of black.
I'm having trouble hearing you. Your connection's not that good. You concur with me about what? What was it you mentioned?
The deer on the highway.
Oh, yes, yes.
Being, a lot of carnage.
Yes.
Also saw a couple bucks together.
Really?
Very big ones.
Yeah, you mean live ones, I hope you mean.
No, they were alive, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's interesting because I will tell you one of the most fascinating things I ever saw was I was hunting one of the parks over in Montgomery County on a managed hunt. And, of course, the goal is to take antlerless deer. And I saw a doe coming, and this poor doe, she must have been in estrus. There were 8 bucks chasing her.
Oh, my goodness.
8. And, I mean, everything from a spike to a big 10-point. They were it was like a train going down through the woods. It was unbelievable. She's running along with her tongue hanging out. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry for you, you know. So.
Yeah. And another thing, there was a fox out here the other morning, daylight, and I had my dog out on the lead, and the dog was barking, and the fox kept coming.
Yeah, that's time to get out of the way.
Yeah, I thought it turned rocks at it and stuff, and then it turned and ran away. But
yeah.
My dog, I don't worry about the dog getting hurt by it, but I could have had something wrong with it, because they're not usually out in the daylight.
Right. There's always potential for something when that happens. It's usually not a good thing, and rabies immediately comes to mind because, there are two types of rabies. There's the rage,
exactly.
rage rabies, and then the dumb rabies, you know, where the animal acts.
The fox didn't look at all. It didn't look, the fur was really raggedy and stuff.
Well, and it could be in the final stages of mange.
Yeah.
You know, when they're so affected by mange, they are looking for a place to go and get some shelter so they can die.
It probably, that's very good. Anyway, I called to get in on the drawing.
You are in.
I'm in.
Well, thanks.
And I do listen to you every day, even though I don't hunt.
I appreciate that, Lawrence. Thank you. Well, I hope we're informative. We like to entertain and inform
as you said, the banter is good.
It is good. No question about it. So.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, Lawrence. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Ms. Fran, good morning.
Yes, good morning. We're all trying to roll with the punches lately, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
But you seem to get through it. Sooner or later when it's over.
No question.
But here's what I was wondering as youth day. When you're taking out the young people today, what would you recommend breakfast-wise? Do you encourage them to eat a little more, or do you just pack something for later? And if you pack something, what would you recommend you pack for the youngsters to eat? Because you know you need a plan B. I'm tired. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I have to go to the bathroom.
Yep. Well, your bathroom's right over there behind that tree. Don't forget to flush. And here's some paper if you need it. As far as your breakfast and your lunch, there are 2 sandwiches in your pack. There's a cherry pie and a candy bar. So pick and choose what you prefer for both breakfast and lunch.
Oh, goodness.
So... that's how that works.
Oh, okay.
And here's your water if you need it. And just keep in mind that your bathroom is over there behind that tree.
And so, breakfast before they leave the house, a normal size, or you push them to eat a little more?
No, you don't want all that stuff stirring around in there while
that's
they're trying.
True.
You know, because normally what happens if a person's first hunt, a kid's first hunt, they get in the stand. It's early in the morning. You've got them up. You've got them dressed. They're ready to go. You've directed them all along the way. you know, an 11, 12-year-old kid or younger, and they get in a stand, they get nice and comfortable, it's dark, it's quiet, and they're overdressed usually, and they're too warm, and they've gotten in the stand, now they've walked, now they've climbed a ladder, they've gotten in a ground blind, they're a nice, comfortable seat, and they immediately fall asleep. And you got to wake them up when the deer come by.
Right.
So, happens all the time.
Okay.
All right? Do we answer your question? I've been there, done that, you know, a few times. Just saying.
Right. So. All right. Well, thank you for that information.
My pleasure.
All right.
Thank you, Frank.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Morning, Al. How are you, brother?
I'm good. Killing any deer out there?
Haven't got anything close yet.
Man, oh, man. You're not holding your mouth right or something.
See, well, they're winding me. They had a lot of strong southeast wind for several days there last weekend.
Yeah, the southeast wind has not been good. Any east wind I'm not good with. I usually don't see deer on any kind of east wind. I don't know why. And if I do, they're way out there. You know what I mean? And I just can't. I play the wind. I select my stand based on the wind. I have my stand set up based on the wind. But the east wind is just, it's just not good. The other day I was out just a couple hours in the evening, and it was predicted south-southeast, so I set up my stand for south-southeast. I got in the stand. I put my little wind indicator out, north-northwest.
Huh.
Now, wait a minute. I should have done that on the ground, but waited till I was in the tree. Climbed down, got all my stuff, went to my other stand, set up for north-northwest, north wind, you know, put the windicator out. Okay, good. Now we're in good shape. Hour later, south-southeast.
Yep. So, I was experiencing the same thing.
That wind was everywhere the other day. So, you know, it's hard to deer hunt when you got wind swirling around like that. There's no question. So.
Yeah, well, the thinking is anything can happen at any time. So.
Well, that's true.
That's what kept me out there.
That's true. Well, the other thing is when it comes to rut like this, a deer will actually walk across the wind. A buck will use his body to funnel scent to his nasal cavities, you know.
Right.
They'll walk across wind rather than downwind, because when they walk downwind, they can only smell, you know, in one small funnel there.
Right.
But when they walk across the wind and they let that scent come to them,
the whole woodlot.
Well, they use their whole body to funnel that scent up towards the towards their nose,
uh-huh.
And they can smell, you know, a lot of scent. You know, it's a lot of scent transfer when it comes to the deer rut. You know, so they use their entire body to funnel scent, you know, to their nose, so they can analyze it and see what doe is in what stage of estrus. Yeah, sure. Yeah, you'll often say, I was expecting this deer to come from downwind and he came in behind me, you know, or he didn't come in from the same direction that I expected to see him. How many hundred times did you hear that?
Yeah, the old anything can happen thing.
Exactly. Yeah. I call those here we go moments. You know?
Yeah.
Here we go. Here we go. Here comes the gun. Here comes the bow up, you know. Here comes here we go.
And my son came up with that phrase when he was about 12 years old on the last day of the second muzzleloader season, and he shot a real old buck. Had some fair horns, but they were all broke up.
Yeah.
You know, it can happen at any time.
Anything can happen at any time. You're right.
There's nothing wrong with sitting in the woods and waiting either.
Nope. I love it. I love it. I actually had three chickens in the woods the other day. That was interesting. And,
look, Al, I just rolled out of the sleeping bag, and
all right.
I'm down here at track. And,
enjoy yourself.
And yeah, I'm by myself.
Enjoy yourself.
Okay. All right, Al, take care.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. All right. Let's talk to Ronald. Good morning, Ronald. How are you?
All right. Good morning, Alan. How you doing, Alan?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, still enjoying listening to the show there and everything there.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I like that one you got. This friend just told you, Alan, what do you do when you have to go to the bathroom? What
That's
you,
right.
That tree over there.
That's right. That is right.
I had to laugh at that when I said, oh, Alan, let's say something. And like you said, you know, a lot of things to learn there, you know, because like you said, you know, you take this with you, take that with you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this, hey, yeah. Wintertime, it's worse than, huh? do this and do that there.
That's right.
There.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it, you know, you're out there. You're out there for hours. And, you know, nature calls. So.
Oh yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's a lot out here. It's a lot. A lot of things to learn and do and everything there. You know, the trees, everything,
yeah.
Else. I wish I could really see. But I love enjoying listening to the show and everything. You're having a good time. Yeah,
we are. That's the main thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, please say hi to Miss Robin for me.
I will do that. I will do that.
Y'all take care, and y'all have a wonderful Thanksgiving and everything, Alan.
You do the same, Ronald. Well, we'll be back. We'll be back next week with a live show. So, you know, we'll wish everybody happy Thanksgiving next week, and then the following week the show will be pre-recorded because everybody's going to be deer hunting. So.
Right. Okay.
All right.
I'll be sure to listen, Alan.
All right, Ronald. Thank you, sir.
All right, and thank you, sir, as well. Take care.
Have a good day. Uh-huh.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There goes Ronald. All right. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get too graphic about the subject of, you know, going to the bathroom in the woods, but, you know, nature calls. So if it's number one, what I normally do is kick the leaves out of the way, expose the bare ground, finish, kick the leaves back over it, and I will usually take some kind of deer scent, whether it's anything, and put that down. I usually carry some type of aerosol spray, whether it's one of the bombs or nose jammer or one of those things, but that gets sprayed in the vicinity. Same way with number two. You kick the leaves out of the way, you do your thing. You take some biodegradable paper with you and cover everything back up with the leaves, put some deer scent down, and on the way you go. I mean, what else can you do? I used to try. Hey, dog's barking. Oh, I'm going to kill both dogs, one of them in particular. But anyway, you know, nature, you got to do what you got to do. So, and you do it efficiently, quietly, quickly, and you get back in your stand. No point in trying to hurt yourself. You know what I mean? So, hey, look, you might have one of those alleged fireplaces in your house, and you haven't started that thing for years. You're tired of the, you got tired many years ago of hauling the wood, splitting the wood, all the dirt in the house, the spiders in the wood pile. Your wife doesn't like the dust and the dirt, so you just quit using the fireplace. Well, now you can use it and really enjoy it with a gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Kent Island, the premier fireplace stove and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I had one of those holes in the wall, and we selected an Enviro brand EX35 model gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the entire installation. They facilitated the stone casing, they did the chimney work, everything that you need to make that thing work just perfectly. And they have followed up with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience of the remote control, the beauty of the firebox, the simulated wood looks like it's just in there glowing and burning. It's beautiful. We have a light on the box if we want to see, on the firebox if we want to see it. The fan blows the heat out across the room. Room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries two brands, Enviro and Regency, and you should act now before it gets really, really, really cold and they get really, really, really busy. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the future cold weather. Well, it's here. It's going to be here like this week, lows in the 30s. Visit BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. That phone number, 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Right off Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. 410-827-4500. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market.
Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Line-X bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Line-X bedliner installed at Catonsville Line-X just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Line-X dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Line-X fleet services. Do what I did and have Line-X install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Line-X.
Hey, maybe you're not a waterfowl hunter. Maybe you're not a deer hunter. Maybe you don't want to own a high-powered rifle or a waterfowl shotgun. Maybe you do like shooting sports, though. Maybe some upland bird hunting. Well, Clyde Sports Shop has the whole lineup of Citori, C-I-T-O-R-I, over and under shotguns from Browning. The 725 Citori Sporting Model is a perfect blend of beauty and performance. Five Invector DS choke tubes, a ported barrel, a triple trigger system, the Vector Pro length and forcing cones, also available in 20 gauge, and the 725 Field Model is available too for those of you who like to maybe do a little quail hunting, a little grouse hunting, a little ringneck hunting. Then there's the Citori CXT, leading over and under for generations. All Satoris feature the things that I just mentioned, the Vector Pro length and forcing cones, a triple trigger, that type of thing. The Satori CXT doesn't have the chrome receiver or anything like that, but it is a very, very, very nice over and under shotgun. And then the White Lightning, that's kind of the top of the line. The White Lightning is... the chrome-plated chamber is a triple trigger, backboard technology, the Invector Plus choke tube system. See the complete lineup of over and under Satori shotguns from Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. Their phone number there, 410-242-6108. The website is clydesfishinggear.com. They are open 7 days a week. They're your full-line Browning dealer for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. It's Clyde Sports Shop, 410-242-6108. I'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
All right. Any callers on the line there, Uncle Aaron? No? Well, we only got a couple minutes. We might have room for one more caller to get registered for the muzzleloader contest. We're coming up on the end of the hour, and it's daylight out there now, and I'm imagining I'm hearing firearms go off all over the state when the youngsters are out there. And, you know, we'll start seeing some pictures coming in here real soon, I'm sure. And, you know, we wish the best of luck to all the youngsters out there. Yep, the I have a word for you to look up for next week, ladies and gentlemen. It's crepuscular. Crepuscular. C-R-E-P-U-S-C-P-R-E-C-U-S-P-U-L-A-R, I believe. Yeah, let's see if I can... Precuspular. Yeah, that's not it. Okay, precuspular. And I know our biologist friends out there know what that means, but maybe that's something you should look up. And we'll try to remember to bring that up next week as well. Very important word when it comes to deer hunting or hunting in general. So, but deer hunting in particular. So, this weekend, if you are bow hunting, remember it is youth firearm season. You must wear your blaze orange hat or blaze pink hat or vest or both. You want to be safe out there. You're required to wear your safety colors during this weekend, even if you're just bow hunting. That's correct. You know, just like if you're bow hunting during muzzleloader season. You got to wear that orange, so just be careful out there. Good luck to all the youth hunters today and tomorrow. We wish you guys and gals a lot of luck. We look forward to the pictures. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com is where you send the pictures for publication to Maryland Hunting Quarterly. And you bow hunters, too. Have a great hunt during the rut.